Hey, it's Scott Hanselman, and we're here on Azure Friday. We've got Vishal Joshi.
Hey.
This is the basic kind of like when you start up the new portal,
we call it day zero.
Day zero?
Yes.
Okay. It reminds me of zombies. I'm not sure if I want to call it that.
Okay.
And I can see some billing stuff here, and I want to talk about managing your billing.
Yes.
Because I think people are always afraid in Azure and the cloud in general that they're going to wake up one morning and it's going to cost them $1,000, and they're not going to know what happened. There's this sense,
yes,
like you're going to maybe make a phone call with your cell phone and then just leave it on all night long, and the minutes are going to,
yes,
rack up, and then AT&T is going to take your house. Can we dig into billing a little bit here?
Yes, for sure. So there is a billing hub that we have, mm-hmm, which actually is dedicated to showing you all your subscriptions which you have. And you can go and look at the summary of all of the subscription or dwell into one. Like, for instance, here I'm going to go and dwell into this, which is pay-as-you-go subscription, right?
Okay, so this is not an MSDN subscription. You don't have any credits. You're literally paying for what you use.
Yes, that's correct. And so here you can basically like tells you this is the type of consumption subscription and what is the billing period, mm-hmm, for this one, right? The days left in that particular billing. And then there is a burn rate, which is actually telling me how the charges are going up, right?
Mm-hmm. So you owe $25 so far.
Yes, I owe $25 so far. What is interesting is that the same graph also pivots when you actually have a MSDN subscription, for instance. If a credit subscription, so it would actually like do a burn down, and it would show you projection of when it is going to hit zero.
I see.
You know, so it would basically like when your site is going to go stop, if it has to be, right? Mm-hmm. And then what is also interesting is that we have cost by resources, which I really, really love, because I'm always curious as to like who is the faulty site, or like who is actually like not optimized. And where can I actually call Hanselman for that memory optimization?
So here you've got like $8 worth of websites and $6 worth of database.
Yes. And so what you can do is that you can actually like click on any one of these guys and like actually see the details.
Oh, wow.
If you want. And you can actually like look at the resource grids and stuff like that right over here.
Okay.
Right?
So then the one that's costing you the most is small standard website. It's cost you $8.
Yes.
It looks like these ones, you had a medium basic on for a little bit of time. It's only cost you 15 cents.
Yes, which I must have just scaled and gone back again because I didn't need it. But here I can actually like go back again. Like if you want to see how much does the total of these two things cost, like if you scroll back, you can actually like go and say, okay, the blue is my website, and so I'm going to click on that, and then green is my database. And that's like 57% of my cost is actually just coming out of those two things.
Oh, I see. So you've selected those two things to,
yes,
find out what the aggregate of that is. So
yes,
half of your costs are databases and websites.
Yes, that's correct. And if I go down further, here right now there is no payment instrument available because I'm not actually the account admin on this site. So, you know, like the person who is actually paying money is someone else, so I do not get to see the details of the exact credit card which is being used, right?
That makes sense.
But like the other person who's actually paying for this can. Here you can also go and like manage your admins on who can see and who cannot see.
Mm-hmm.
So you can click on this and you can basically like see. I do not see a text box over here because I cannot edit it because,
right,
I'm not the admin. But on my other subscription, I would see a text box. I could type in a live ID,
mm-hmm,
and hit OK and then like, you know, save.
So this is basic stuff. This is your system. Show me a big system. Show me something that's a real app with real money that real people are using.
Yeah, so we have Office Blog, which I have access to, which has got millions of hits a week.
So this is the Office Blog, right?
Like the blogs.office.com.
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
wow.
Totally. So and that this is essentially the dashboard that they have made for their own purposes.
This looks pretty custom. Like you've done, you can check a look at the Azure Friday video we did on customization within the new portal. You've gone and set up a whole dashboard here for the,
yes,
Office team.
Yes. And the thing is that this reminds me that they have actually like even moved their sites. So,
mm-hmm,
you were asking me like the traffic is usually like 5 or 6 times larger, but they just moved the data centers. So this dashboard is focused on their older one. Now they have like Office Blogs dash West or something like that. So
I see.
Bunch of traffic has moved over there. But here you can see, like for instance, it tells you the site has got like most visits from desktop, some from mobile, some from tablet.
And we can see that the current spend is around $200.
Yeah.
They've got 4 large instances.
Yes. And you can also see their traffic from different browsers.
Right. You can see the browsers, and you can see that they've got In this case, the top five pages have a third of a million page views within this session.
Yes. So that is kind of like, you can go and look at a bunch of these analytics and stuff like that. Like you can drill down into the browser. So you can actually go click on this and it will basically say session for browser. And I can basically click on Internet Explorer. So for instance, that's Internet Explorer. So I can click on Internet Explorer. Clicking on Internet Explorer here would further go down and drill down, and you can actually see
which version,
which versions of Internet Explorer is popular. So 11 is kind
see,
of
who
like,
is this? Three people on Internet Explorer 6. Who is that guy? Can we call
we
him?
We need to make a public call to all the audiences to find
this. Well, I want to find who is. Yeah, a nationwide manhunt to find the three people. So it seems like you can set these dashboards up to avoid billing surprises.
Yes.
You can figure out what's going on, what resources are costing, how much money. Build a full custom dashboard with all the information that you want.
Yep.
Buy yourself a big TV set.
Yes.
Like we have, and hang it up on your wall, and maybe give one to your accountant.
Right. Totally.
Very cool. It's Azure Friday. Mm-hmm.